Good morning, America. Good morning, USA. It is I, Lady Y. Good morning, how to do. God is good when all the time. When in doubt, we pray it out over here. Yes, good morning, everyone. Good morning. And how are you? All right, I'm fine. Thank you. Okay. Yes, today is Talking Tuesday. It is I, Lady Y. And let's get into it. We got a lot of little topics that we're going to jump into today. Okay, yes, we do. Okay, we're going to start off, though. We're going to start off with, right. We're going to jump right into it. We're going to start off with the, you know, the State of the Union speech. Did y'all like it? Okay, did anybody get into it? All right, well, I took a toll. Well, America has taken a toll. And they say our president, allegedly, okay, did pretty good. He actually had some influencers involved. You know, people that, you know, be on the internet and, you know, right, that be doing they things. You know what I'm saying? Influencers, TikTok creators, you know, people of those sorts. Listen, it's the new waves. It's the way of the world, all right? You might as well include your girl, okay? It is our Lady Y, but the world is saying he did okay, and that's all right. So more on that story. Right. More on that story. Right. Listen, they said they had a good time. They took a poll, the influencer, you know, them. It's about 60 or 70 of them that went to the White House to participate and listen to, you know, our president with his speech. You know what I'm saying? And everything as he addressed the union, right? The State of the Union. Right. And everything. And they said it was a great experience. More on that. All right, as it develops. Okay, now let's get into the drink that I brought to y'all yesterday. Megan Thee Stallion, allegedly. Okay, all right, word on the screen, so to speak. Lil Pulla Talk was in Japan, and she tasted some of that, you know, drink with the snake in it, sake. Something, it's called something, okay, but it really wasn't good, allegedly. See, listen, y'all got to be careful what y'all have going on in them foreign countries. You just can't try everything. Some things is not for us, baby, allegedly, because word on the screen, so to speak, a little Pulla Talk, they eat horses and stuff. You know, they eat horse meat and everything. Now, this is allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak, a little Pulla Talk. I'm not sure. I don't know for sure, you know what I'm saying, but that's what the... Right, that's what the streets is saying. Now, have y'all heard about this big fight supposed to be coming up? I'm looking forward to seeing it. I ain't even gonna lie. Well, what big fight? The Why? It's Talking Tuesday. It is our Lady Why. Thank you, America, USA, for being here. Okay, how to do? Let's get into it. Boy, our boy Mike Tyson is returning back to the ring. You know what I'm saying? Look, for a little promotional boxing. You see what I'm saying? Right, you know, because America ain't seen Tyson in a while. You know, we ain't gonna never forget about them hands. Okay, them paws. Well, he took a gig. You know what I'm saying? He in the ring with Jake Paul himself. Okay, yes, Jake Paul. He said, I'm fighting Mike Tyson. He is so thrilled. Ain't he little young baby, 27 years old. You know, y'all know Mike is, you know, Mike up in age now, a little seasonal and everything. But listen here. They took a poll on this fight. Listen, it's going to be very entertaining, to say the least. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Because some folks are saying, you know, Mike got a little back problems and everything. You know, he done got older. You know, they even trying to throw the little weed smoking, allegedly, all in the mix. You know what I'm saying? Right. So this little 27-year-old is feeling himself. But I love a celebrity boxing match. I really do. It's more of a entertainment thing. And am I going to watch it? Hell yeah. Half of America's going to watch it. Okay, yes, baby. So this is going to be good. This is going to be on July 20th, 2024. Y'all better get into it, okay? You know, just a little money to help Mike out. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, he ain't struggling for no money, but hey, look, easy money is good sometimes. You know, stand up, go a few rounds with the young boy. You know what I'm saying? Take a few pictures. You know, nothing serious, baby. Shit, I would like a gig like that. Ooh, you see what I'm saying, right? Yeah, more on that story, allegedly. Right, as it developed. Now, y'all going Google and Gaga over Beyonce, which everybody is. They love to be in her country song. But we got a new hot little thing ring, and her name is Tanner Adele. Okay, she the new country star. She been doing country for a minute. Listen, let me tell y'all something, allegedly. That's why they don't like to mess with y'all urban folks. Because when we take something, baby, we put our little spin on it, and that shit never be the same. Go on and check out her song. I love it. Something about she at the mini bar. Inner being skirt, the inner mini skirt. Yeah. Go get it. And a t-shirt. I mean, I love it. I'm telling you. I don't know all the words, but I've been hearing it, baby. And she is the latest craze, baby girl. That's a Beyonce number two, little younger version. Beautiful, sexy, hot. Allegedly. Yeah. Gonna check out that Tanner Adele. Okay. Tanner. Okay. With a name like Tanner, you know she finna handle a motherfucker. Right. Okay. It is our lady. Why? Oh, I love that little song. I met the mini mar in a t-shirt. Okay, look, planning to take your man, something, baby, but it's wild. Some of y'all little young folks love, because I like it and I'm seasonal. Okay, allegedly, no copyrights to whatever song I was trying to sing. Okay, right there. Look, Tanner, I'm sorry. I just messed up your, Miss Adele, I'm real sorry I just messed up your song. I was just real excited. I want the folks to go hear it. You at the mini mart, okay? Planning to take somebody's man in a jean miniskirt. Baby, if that ain't nice, I don't know what is. You see what I'm saying? Okay, if that ain't tight, I don't know what is. But gonna give Miss Tanner, Tanner Adele, a little listen, baby. She in that country. All right, young, beautiful thing. Listen, allegedly. All right, now more news, right? Word on the street, so to speak. A little pillow talk, more on Tanner in a minute. We about to get into some messy Tuesday. Okay, I'm about to get into a little tea. Damn it, that's what I was doing in the kitchen, y'all. I went in my kitchen to goddamn fix me some tea so I could sip the tea with y'all today, baby, because we got some tea going on and I'm not going to stop it. Now, listen, why y'all didn't tell me, right, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, a little pillow talk. Now, we knew the city girls are beefing. We knew they was having some problems. But, baby, why y'all didn't tell me JT goes off, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak. Well, look, pillow talk goes off on Young Miami after she heard some about her copying Cardi B. Okay, some about she copying Cardi B. Now, this was allegedly. This is JT and Young Miami going back and forth now. Okay, now listen. Word on the street, so to speak, is JT and Cardi B into it now. Over an outfit, wait a minute, allegedly. Word on the street, so to speak. Now, okay, because I'm going to get into this while I'm into it. Yeah, it says, Cardi B goes off on JT after she, right. Ooh, after she exposes her, listen, word on the screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk, allegedly, okay, this all over, allegedly, something about they wore the same outfit, and then they saying something about how JT is trying to expose, you know, Cardi B's business. Baby, I ain't even going to say it. Okay? Because baby's vicious. I'm looking right at it. I ain't even going to say it because let me tell y'all something. I didn't know. And then Cardi B called JT a lab dog. Allegedly. Word on the screen, so to speak. A little pillow talk. I didn't know they was beefing like that. I didn't know Cardi B and JT was beefing as well. Now, I knew the City Girls was beefing. I knew her and Young Miami was beefing. Oh, that's been brewing for a minute. Word on the street, so to speak. Right. A little pillow talk. But now they saying, baby, JT wants all the smoke, baby. Because she done exposed, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, some of Cardi B personal business. And as we know, anybody who tried to expose Cardi B's personal business, baby, you get sued. Okay, ask Tasha K. Allegedly, word on the street, so to speak. And y'all know that's my girl, okay, and she's still trying to pay that $4 million. Shit, $4 million is hard, baby, okay? That shit ain't no light. That ain't like coins, baby. That's like a whole lot of bags on some bags on some motherfucking bags. You understand me? It is I, Lady Y. It's Talking Tuesday. I love y'all, America. I appreciate you being here, USA. Okay. All right. Listen. Let's get into it, baby. So, yeah, they beefing too. And then, you know, a caller called the baby girl a lab dog. Allegedly, word on the streets, word on the street. All right. And then they had the same outfit on it, but JT allegedly said she wore it first because she wore it for fashion week, you know, last month or something. And then allegedly Carly wind up wearing the same beautiful suit. Mind you, both of them look beautiful in it. All right, on her videos. Okay, because Carly video was the shit. Okay, well, it was beautiful, right? So she busted out because we didn't see it on JT. We didn't. I seen it on Carly. I didn't even know JT wore the outfit, right? But word on the street, she did, allegedly. All right, so them two beefing. All right, more on that story as it develops, okay? Right, they were saying shit, allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk. Shit, I thought Rihanna got paid $6 million. Shit, the screen is talking, baby. They said baby girl got paid $9 million, okay, to give a, you know, to dance and give a concert. Y'all, she has 17 songs for the richest man in Asia. Was it the rich? Allegedly. The richest man in Asia, right? Okay, now word on the screen, so it's be a little pillow talk. They said she gave the man a barefoot minimum performance, y'all. Okay, for the richest man over there, allegedly. They said they got footage. They got receipts, baby. They said Rihanna, that was a mediocre performance for Riri. That's what the streets is talking, baby. Don't shoot the messenger. Don't shoot me. I'm just saying what the streets are saying. What I'm saying is, but barefooted or not, minimum or not, baby, she taking them coins straight to the bank, baby. Okay. And if you could have did it, I'm sure you would have. Okay. They still love the Riri no matter what type of performance she gave them. She's still a great performer. More on that story. As it develop. Okay. Let's get into something else a little juicy, which I already told y'all. Right, was going down. Okay, so listen here, hold on. Allegedly, y'all, excuse me, baby, these viruses out here, y'all better be careful. See, I ain't around people, and when I am, y'all, I got my mask on, because y'all know what's going on. It's a whole lot of different type of viruses. Y'all don't stand too close to people. Y'all better be careful, because I love y'all out here, and y'all know I know health is the what? Health is the new wealth. Okay, what it is. Okay, Lady Y, it is I. It's Talking Tuesday. And I said, health is a new wealth. Right, so be careful out here in these streets. Y'all better keep your little face mask. Don't get too close to folks. They barfing and coughing and it's still in March. Okay, it's only spring. It ain't summertime yet. But be careful out here in these streets. So, All right, so Blueface Mama, allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk, allegedly, okay, feels scared for Krishan Jr., might be affected by Krishan Rock's drinking, okay, she's nervous about that, okay, she feels, you know, that her grandson, all right, may be affected by Krishan. Yeah, allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak. A little pillow talk, yeah, that's what they talking about, y'all. Because y'all know the real moneymaker is locked up. Okay, all right, right. He locked up. Okay, so who's left? The baby mama's them. Okay, and their high name. Grandmama is out here talking. Word on the screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk. Right. And Krishan feels like she has to respond. I wouldn't respond to everything grandma's saying because of, you know, allegedly. I'm going to throw that allegedly around. We all seen you out partying when you was pregnant with that baby anyway, y'all. Okay, right. So, you know, maybe grandma is kind of right. And, you know, we be around our grandkids. We know we be the first one to tell you, baby, something wrong with that baby. Go get that baby checked out. Yeah. All right. Y'all remember they was talking about, Blue was talking about the baby had a hernia and everything. So grandmama ain't lying. Okay, allegedly. Word on the screen, so to speak. Listen, more on that story as it develops. Okay, because, you know, like I said, the moneymaker is gone. Okay, right. The moneymaker's locked up for a couple of months and he can't see what's going on the outside, but the mama can. More on that story as it develops, okay? Is Krishan still drinking? We don't know. Okay, but we sure gonna find out. Like I said, more on that story as it develops now. Did y'all see, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, a little pillow talk? The streets is talking. Okay, and I hate to be that one, but I seen it. Somebody sent it to me. Mr. T.I. was with his boys on a comedy adventure, you know, because y'all know T.I. is doing comedy now. You know, he want to be a comedian, which is okay. Listen, you could be anything you want to be. Don't give up on the dream. If you can see it, you can achieve it. Okay, but we ain't talking about that. Go ahead, sir, do you. What we are talking about is, okay, the ladies is talking. The ladies... Mr. T.I. is talking, okay? Grr. They talking about them white sweatpants you had on the other day, and the ladies were saying that they seen your extra, what they said, what y'all call it now? Baby leg, okay? And I was like, huh? I didn't get it for like 30 minutes till my girls explained the little baby leg situation to me, and they was pointing, look at here. I said, well, my. I started singing like Johnny Gill. I did. I said, You know, sometimes, ladies, you have to remind yourself that that man is married. I said, my. But see, let me tell y'all something, y'all finna laugh. Show look good tonight. Yeah, but then you start remembering. Okay, the allegations. Oh, okay, it is I later why. Right, you know, right. T.I., you know, he do little strange things sometimes. Right, because the last woman talking about, right, allegedly, right? He hooked up with his big toe. Right. If you know, you know. Right. But that ain't what we talking about. Okay, Lady Y, that ain't what we talking about. Allegedly. I'm just saying. You know, you can still be well in doubt and kind of be a little freaked out. That's all what I'm saying. And baby, T.I., the ladies was talking. Okay, keep wearing them white joggers. All right. Them sweatpants. Okay, it's finna be summertime too. Y'all know the men's finna be out there, baby. And them sweatpants and them white tees and everything. You little ladies, you little naughty totties, will be able to see all you want when the summertime come around. Allegedly, word on the street, so to speak. A little pillow talk. Did y'all see the Oscars? Little red carpet event, you know, they those are the rich people, and the rich people are always dressed different. You know, they're unique, you know, authentic. You know, all that shit there. Right. So I'll give y'all my opinion of them, you know, a little later on, not today. I got to look at it again and, you know, get my mind right. You see what I'm saying? Right. Judge these folks and their very particular, unique outfits. Okay. It is Our Lady Y. Today is Talking Tuesday, baby. Okay. You need to tell God thank you for you being here today. One more day to righting all your wrongs, baby, and take care of your family, your home, okay, your kids and everything. Yeah, go on, thank them for letting you be here today. Now, listen, and more news today. Okay, I got, baby, on Talking Tuesday, I got some shiznick. That's why I wanted my tea, baby, so I could sip that shit. But anyhow, let's keep on going. Now, breaking news. Okay, breaking news of Russell Simmons. Allegedly. Listen, wipe that up right out of my mind. Okay, because we was just talking about Mr. Simmons yesterday. Okay, with his beautiful Yoda, you know, camp over there where you at? Over there. Hold on, because I might as well just... okay, over there in Bali. His beautiful yoga place over there in Bali. That's why, you know, the S slipped out instead of, okay, the R. Now... I mean the W. Okay, Mr. Russell Wilson. Okay, Sierra's man. Let's do that. Sierra's man, congratulations. Congratulations should be in order right now. Word on the street, so to speak, a little pillow talk said that he was signed to the Steelers. Okay, all right, so we got money coming at home. And by the way, Sierra's looking beautiful. Why y'all so mad at her? Hating on her because she looked thicker than a snicker. Okay, she looked beautiful in that brown dress. Oh, my God, that was a beautiful gown. I don't know who the designer is, but baby, okay, I could never. Then again, I sure would try. Okay, it is I, Lady Y. Yes, congratulations, Mr. Wilson, on being signed to the Steelers. Okay, allegedly, we're going to say allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk. The screen is talking, and that's what they told me. So I'm just bringing it to y'all. Okay, so here's another thing. Listen, why y'all always up in people's business, huh? Why y'all, you know what? I'm just going to get into this. Let's just throw out some happy birthdays before I get into some serious shit. Bow Wow birthday. Happy birthday, Bow Wow. Happy birthday, young man. Okay, and we also got our fine one birthday. Okay, Mr. Leon Robertson. You know, anybody come see you, Otis? Right. The beautiful chocolate himself. Okay, happy birthday. And I say the best for last. Okay, Miss Jennifer Lewis, I hope I'm saying her name right because I love her. She's a very established actress, just very beautiful, vibrant, beautiful energy. I just love her to death, baby. She'll be 67, and she sung us a beautiful ensemble, baby, on her birthday about good black. Don't crack. Baby, I must have hollered, okay, and call myself saving it. I saved it. I saved, well, why did you save it, Lady Y? I sung it because this woman has a beautiful spirit and everything she do. You understand me? So I saved it. Because, see, I plan to steal that next year for my birthday, showing up. And then came on with 50 Ghost Shorty, it's your birthday. And then, honey, cocked her legs up, looked like a full split, legs going straight up. This is at 67 years old, allegedly. Word on the screen, so to speak. A little pillow talk, so yes, Miss JL, Miss Jennifer. Oh, baby, you all that in a bag of chips. She said, everybody want to know, and we do. Well, where Auntie is at, what Auntie was doing, okay, and did, and always do, okay, I always be on her page. Matter of fact, I'm finna go back and make sure I'm following her because there's certain people that influences you and influences me. And for me, her, she's one of them too. I promise you, she's like one of those aunties in my head because I have a big family. One of those strong aunties in my head. Keep going, baby. And listen, the more they say about you, the more you do. One of them type of people that's full with you, just energy, spirit, and positivity. I love her to death. That's why I say the best, baby, for last, Miss Jennifer Lewis. I hope I'm saying your name right, Miss Beautiful. Happy 67th birthday, or should I say the woman who sung the beautiful song called Good Black, Don't Crack. Okay, it is our Lady Y, baby. It's Talking Tuesday all over the world. It's your girl, the Y, baby. Yes, today is Talking Tuesday, and we're going to talk about it. Okay, let's be fair now. Let's be fair. Moving on. Okay, moving on. All right, now y'all mad at Drea. Y'all mad at Drea Michelle. Okay, y'all mad at Drea. Okay. All right, blast fans after pregnancy. Also, she announced that she was pregnant to the young man, you know, from Green Bay, I believe, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak. Y'all got so much to say because the boy 22 and she 39. And you know, the young woman done got pregnant by the little young man. And everybody's screaming, it's a trap and yada, yada. Listen, stay out of folks' business. They going to work that out. You understand me? They going to work that out. If that young man got a prank, family, everything gonna be all right. Y'all understand me? Because it's one thing you can't do, and I realize this on my time on earth, is mess with God's people. And if this young man got a praying family, he all right. Look, him and her gonna be just fine. Don't worry about it. Yeah, because they were saying allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, a little pillow talk that, you know, Drea won his money. He played pro ball, and you know what I'm saying? This was the thirst trap. Yada, yada. It's a lot to say. Baby girl fine as hell. Trust and believe, this 22-year-old is benefiting, okay, from all of this. And I bet you all his friends, every last one, would love to be in his shoes. They gonna be all right. More on that story as it develops, okay? We got Mr. Samuel L. Jackson, baby, all right, talking about how certain people, okay, actually, he said he has proof how Chris Tucker got brutally blackballed Right, right. In Hollywood, in the industry. He said he got proof. Allegedly. Word on the street, so to speak. A little pillow talk, because they said, you know, and they've been talking about this for years. Even Kat just came on and told us who all the gatekeepers was. You know what I'm saying? See, and that's why Samuel L. Jackson don't like, allegedly, now, word on the street, so to speak, a little pull-up talk, do not like when people be saying that him and his family hang out with Steve Harvey. Samuel said, Mr. Jackson said, make no mistake, his family does not hang out with no motherfucking bougie-ass Steve Harvey, no uppity-ass Steve Harvey, okay? It's just coincidentally that one year, okay, their families was at the same particular place at the same time. Okay, Samuel was saying he is not, and I repeat, allegedly, and I quote, a friend of Mr. Steve Harvey. Y'all need to stop trying to put Mr. Jackson with Mr. Harvey, okay, because that's not happening. Because Mr. Jackson says, hell no. Guilty by association, okay, and Mr. Jackson says, he do not motherfucking associate. You understand me? Because he stayed faithful to his friend. And he said he know, allegedly, got proof on how you certain people in the entertainment industry, in the comedian industry, blackball other black men and their black men theirself. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Hey, don't shoot the messenger. Because remember, Bernie was saying a lot before he passed. Okay, yeah, because remember, we thought Bernie and Steve was friends. Shit, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak. Bernie didn't like Steve. I love Bernie. I loved Bernie. Bernie was naturally funny. That chocolate man, okay, he was married. Beautiful, beautiful family, beautiful wife. Okay, just beautiful all the way around. I didn't like him. Okay, and see, that's with good reason. Okay, right, right, right. Allegedly, word on the street, so to speak. A little pull it off. A lot of folks, okay, know what Mr. Harvey did. Mm-hmm. Baby, it's something else. More on that story, y'all, as it develops. Okay, mm-hmm. More on that story, okay, as it develops. Now, listen, Pam Anderson, y'all know they was trying to do a reboot of Baywatch. Apparently said she ain't doing, no. Pamela said, no, nah, baby, she done got older, allegedly. They was trying to do a reboot of Baywatch. She said, no, I don't think so. No, thank you. She said, no, thank you. Okay, I'm 56 years old. I'm on to bigger and better things. Get somebody else to do it. Right, right, right. Because, listen, at 56, we not going to be running on no beach. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. That Baywatch stuff for them young gals. That's what Pam said. Pam said, no, thank you. And get somebody else to do it, allegedly. More on that story, okay, as it develops, baby. That, listen, y'all mad. Don't be mad at Mr. Jake Paul and Mr. Mike Tyson because they know what to do. They know how to get that money grab. Okay? Who wouldn't want to see Tyson fight again? Allegedly. Word on the street, so to speak. A little pillow talk. Who wouldn't want to see him throw them paws? Okay? I know I would. You got to do what you got to do. Sometimes you got to do something strange to get that little change. Okay? Biden welcomes influencers and TikTok influencers to come listen to his speech. That beautiful, Mr. President, you doing good. You doing what you can, okay? Right, right. Right, all right. Now, okay, now what? Now, let's more on that story as it develop, okay? Now, all right, we got some rich people problems here. Okay, let's get into it. I like to tell y'all before we get into the rich people problems. Okay, here we go. All right, Kim K might be dating a NFL person star. They were seen flirting backstage, allegedly. Word on the street, so to speak. A little pull-up talk. You know, they were saying they did some PDL. They got a little intimate. They was touching on each other. Okay, all right. I mean, you know, to me personally, I'd be a little scared. You know what I'm saying? Considering the fact that what happened right when she left Kanye and she got with that nightmare. Okay, we ain't even gonna say his name, but that situation was a nightmare, allegedly. I'd be a little scarce and selective on who I pick back, you know, who I get with coming back into the dating scene. I mean, because it's hard out here on these streets. We done talked about it, okay? All right, for real. You got to be real selective and picky now so you won't wind up with trash. But we're going to give y'all more on the scoop of Kim K dating, allegedly, as, you know, the news break, okay? And whoever he was, he looked it fine. I ain't going to lie to you. He was fine, baby girl. He was, it is I later. Why? Kim K, he was fine. Okay, now look, a little taller, a little bigger. Yeah, baby girl, he was fine. Okay, go ahead, take your time. All right, it is I later. Why? Okay, rich people problem. Okay, let's get into it with Kylie. Responds to, you know, her looks. Okay, people always, you know, talked about her looks and all right, and they talking about is her and her boyfriend still together. Boy, y'all so worried about these rich people problems. I say, baby, keep going. You beautiful. Y'all beautiful just the way y'all are, y'all little Kardashians. Okay, and your little Jenners. Okay, just keep going. Listen, if you break up, the fastest way to get over a broken heart is find a new one. Okay, that's just a little piece of little message I should tell you, but you should know that because your mama a pimp. Allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak, a little pull-up time. Baby, I love me some her. Y'all know who I'm talking about, the mama, Chris. I love me some Chris. I ain't even gonna lie. Okay, now that's a money grabber right there. She gonna grab that money and keep hold of it. You understand me? Ain't gonna let it go. Now, Alex Baldwin. Okay, little mama, allegedly, wearing on screen, so to speak, little Pulitzer already got convicted for that little, you know, shooting in 18 months, allegedly, wearing on screen, so to speak. So what does this mean for Mr. Alec Baldwin? You know, he better get his attorneys together, you know what I'm saying, and get your case together, because I'm just saying, allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak, a little pull talk. If she got convicted, sir, I think he gonna get convicted too, y'all, because ain't he the one that pulled the trigger? And then he said he didn't pull the trigger. I'm so confused, because how you gonna shoot somebody, bang, bang, and not pull the trigger? I'm just confused. And like other actors say, they said they check their props, they check their items to make sure ain't no bullets in the gun. I mean, really, because who want to go to jail for accidentally killing someone? Rest in peace to that family. You know what I'm saying? Our condolences to that family, to the person that got killed and everything. Yeah, but sir, yeah, you gonna have to pay for that. You really is. I hate to say it, right? Mm-hmm. But you gonna have to, you know, pay for that, just like little mama is. What makes you different from her? Gonna lawyer up. More on that story, as it develops. Now, I'm going to get into you, Harry Potter stars. The creator of Harry Potter is slamming. Yes, she is. Word on the screen, so to speak. A little pull-up talk. The lady that wrote Harry Potter. The woman who wrote Harry Potter is slamming her adult super fans. She said, y'all too grown to still be celebrating some Harry Potter. She said, y'all need to go get some business now. Because guess what? Harry Potter, the woman done said it now, allegedly, okay, in her exact words, okay? She said, Harry Potter is not coming back. Harry Potter is gone. For all you super grown Harry Potter motherfuckers, get your life. And that's exactly what I got out of it. Okay, because it says here, she slams her adult fans. That means it's time for y'all to get y'all life. That woman is saying y'all not going to force her into writing another Harry Potter saga. She said Harry Potter is dead and gone. Okay, word on the streets, so to speak. Okay, we'll talk about that a little later, baby. We got bigger fish to fry. Let's get into it, baby. Let's get into it. Because see, I don't want to miss out on these two good stories, baby, because these is two good stories. Okay, we got a model. Now, I told y'all, more on this Harry Potter thing as it develops. Ain't no developed. The lady said he dead and gone, he gone. Super Harry Potter fans, move on. Get your woman, get you a blow-up doll. One or two, anyway. All right, moving forward. Now, I told y'all this was going to happen. Didn't I tell y'all this was going to happen? Well, we got a model. All right, we got a model. All right. She done got the conversation going because she said if she spend money on y'all, she spend her hard earned money on y'all, and she spend money to buy your CDs and your cassettes and everything, and she buy tickets to go to y'all little concerts and everything. She's saying, why can't she have the right to say the N word? I knew this was gonna happen. Privilege. Oh, they wanna say nigga so bad. Okay, she said if she supports y'all, okay, help y'all get to where y'all at, why she can't say nigga? Why she can't go to the concert and say the N word? Oh yeah, a model. She asked that. She wanna know. Why can't she say it now? We say it. That's why we shouldn't say it, because it's offensive, Snowflake. Okay, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak. Okay, you don't hear people running around. So here's the thing. So they should make songs that saying, you know, y'all should take away the N and put the C there and see if they want to sing y'all songs there. Make some cracker songs and see if your cracker songs will come out so we can say that at the concerts and see how you feel. It's derogatory, okay? It's offensive, okay? It's a put down. That's why you can't say it, okay? Our ancestors hated that word, okay? It cut them like a knife. That's why you can't say it. And somebody needs to educate her, because she said, I need to be educated. I don't think so, sweetie. I think you know exactly what the fuck you saying and exactly what the fuck you doing. No, you cannot. I repeat, if you a Caucasian person, you can't use the N-word. I don't give a fuck if they put it in a song and it's going down ding-dong. You cannot say the N-word because it's offensive. It's offensive to some of us. I don't care about these young people today and what they put in their records, okay? Go in their room and say it with them, but don't say it out loud where you're going to get yourself hurt. No, it's not a good word to say, and I don't give a damn if it's in the song. Moving forward and moving on, okay? It is Our Lady Y. Today is Talking Tuesday. So the question is, I'm going to give y'all a question, a little homework with this today, since everybody's so curious. Curious goddamn Dan, okay? Right. All right. Your homework is, right. No, I'm going to give y'all some homework. Do you feel like she should be able to say the N-word? I'm going to tell you, I already told you my opinion. Hell no. I don't feel like y'all should be able to say it. But we never know with this generation. So I'm going to ask the question. Do y'all feel like that they should be able to say the N-word? Mm-hmm. Once you give them an inch, remember I told you, they're going to take a goddamn mile. It is Our Lady Y. Today is Talking Tuesday. Okay, let's get into the hot topics of the week. We all know Puffy going down. Everybody around this whole camp. Mm-hmm. All right, we already know about that. What about this? Y'all remember this story? Remember this. Y'all remember a Texas woman, okay, taking her boyfriend's mother's remain and dumping him in the lake because he was cheating. Y'all remember that? Oh, America was hot. We was hot as hell. Why would you even do that? He was cheating. You understand? Right. And she took the mama remains and tossed them into the lake. Well, that woman was arrested today for tossing her boyfriend's mother's ashes in the lake. Here's my question. All right. Here's my question to y'all, because he was cheating. I felt like she shouldn't have dumped the ashes. She shouldn't. Okay. And they want to know, the world wants to know, USA want to know, should she have got arrested? Not arrested, because our jails are too overpopulated, but I definitely believe she deserved a stiff ass fucking fine. Give her a whole lot of goddamn hours of community service so she can have time to think about the fucked up shit she done. Preferably make her go clean up a cemetery or something. Right. For a whole year. Every goddamn weekend. Till she learn her lesson. Sometimes you got to teach people how to treat you. And sometimes with society, you got to teach people how to goddamn act. Okay. It is Our Lady Y. And that's the question on her. Do y'all think she should go to jail? All right. Let's move into some good. Some good tea right here. Baby, this is some good tea. And I feel sorry for this beautiful woman that had to go through this. Allegedly. Word on the streets, so to speak. A little pillow talk. Well. Damn, Bishop. Allegedly, we got a bishop out here in these streets, y'all. What he doing, Lady Y? What he doing? Y'all, we got to be careful of Jesus' house. Baby, we got to be careful when we in Jesus' house. Do y'all know we got the devil lurking in Jesus' house? I never thought I'd see the day. Okay, it is our lady. Why? What happened, girl? I never thought I'd see the day. Well, word on the street, so to speak. A little pillow talk. Allegedly, we got a bishop out here in these streets. Y'all done scammed a church member. What you say? Out of 90K. Her retirement. Baby, this woman's whole retirement savings. Yes, Lord. Okay, he done scammed this woman. Word on the street, so to speak. A little pillow talk, allegedly. Okay, well, what did he do with the money? Baby, he done went up all cars, done bought Louis Vuittons. They say the man had expensive watches and shit. They say the bishop. Okay, the bishop, Lamar Whitehouse. No, Whitehead. Oh, what was I thinking? Where is my mind all the time? Okay, allegedly, word on the street. Bishop Lamar Whitehead, okay? Give me the head. Okay, allegedly, out here scamming these beautiful women out their retirement fund. Right, a church member, one woman by herself. Her savings, y'all, 90K. Well, okay, on July 1st, he will be facing sentences. Yeah, he gonna go in and they gonna sentence his ass, okay? Allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, a little pillow talk. And here this woman had been saving all her life, her money. Baby, they say he spent it all, scammed her down to her drawers. You understand me? Allegedly, ain't got, poor lady ain't got nothing left. Well, this bastard. This devil, as my great-grandma would say, this bastard, it will be facing up to 45 years for scamming that poor little woman. Here she is in church, minding her business, her and Jesus, and you done went right and scammed her, y'all, out of all her money. Ain't that something? Listen, you got to be careful everywhere you go. And you can't, listen, this is the prime example of you can't tell everybody what you got. You can't tell your left hand what your right hand is doing. Especially a man nowadays. You got to get to know these gentlemen folks. They out here moving different, baby. They moving worse than these women out here. When they look at women, sometimes all they see is cha-ching. Bling, bling. You got to be careful, honey. Shit, the new thing now, the new love is how much money you got, ladies. Y'all got to be careful out here in the streets. You better start focusing, start asking these real hard questions. Shit, where your money income coming in at? Where your money? Okay, for real. Right. Listen, this what I'll say. You know, you got to be careful and you got to get good with God. See, so you can feel free to ask them hard questions to these fellas out here. Where you working at? You know, what you doing? Okay, now listen, word on the street, so to speak, little pillow talk. They out here in these streets talking about these BBLs. Ladies, please, I want y'all to be careful. It is our lady, why I love you to death. These BBLs is not looking the same, okay? I done seen a couple of them where they got the booty and the chicken legs. The legs ain't even matching the booty. The booty ain't matching the body. Ladies, we're going too far with this. And why would you want to go risk your life on getting these BBLs and then half of these motherfuckers don't look right? And then the fellas out here allegedly on the street, so to speak, a little pillow talk talking about the BBLs is starting to stink. Oh, yes. Oh, baby, they talking real bad about us, honey. They talking real bad. They say, yeah. They say, y'all got, ladies, you got to check yourself. You got to make sure you're extra dry down there. You got to make sure, you know what I'm saying, you ain't leaking out. I mean, I never had a BBL, and I don't know how it go, but the procedure looks pretty hard. It looks pretty harsh, you know, the things we got to do. So you got to make sure you perfectly drained and everything. You understand me? So you won't, you know, smelling anything down there. Listen, put powder, baby. Well, baby powder's getting sued, so I don't recommend you put them. But put some down there to keep you dry, not moist and funky. You know, you got to keep yourself right. If you're going to alter your body, okay? Make sure your smell is altered right as well, right? Because, I mean, come on now. And then some of us ladies, when the fellas do tell us what's going on, why they don't want to go down or why they ain't under there or they don't want to make love, we get upset. No, don't get mad. Let's just correct the problem, baby. Okay, right. Especially if this is your first BBL. Now, if you done been around the block a couple of times, this ain't for you. But if this is your first BBL, baby, I suggest you try to manage, okay, as best as you can, you know, your body odor. Okay, preferably, listen, over here in my household, it is a little while, you know, in the urban home. I was raised to clean your ass every day. Okay, for real. I might let you get away with one day, you know what I'm saying? But by the second day, I'm looking upside your goddamn head. Okay, because listen, personal hygiene is important, baby. Brush your teeth, use your mouthwash, clean your ass. That's important. That's how you meet people. That's how people meet you. And that's how you get your man. And everything by scent, you know, they be like, oh, I'm smelling. If you don't smell me, baby, it's a problem. You understand me? So ladies, remember, you got to leave your mark. You know what I'm saying? And not a bad one, baby. A good one. Get you some of that. Go to Victoria's Secret or somewhere. Bath Body Wash and all them places right there. They got the stress wash. They got the body wash for you. Shit, you might want to go to Walmart, okay? Because they got the perfect little body washes, and they might exactly have what you need right after the operation. Because this could be, you know, y'all probably want the little piece right after the operation or something, you know, and your bodies ain't ready yet. Y'all do a lot. This generation do a whole lot, okay? I don't understand it because I'm not from this generation, but y'all do a lot. So, but with that said, if you want to do a lot, make sure your body's right, you know, because men going to talk about it, especially if it's not good. They going to get with their friends and they going to say, yeah, baby girl fine as hell, but her body odor will send you to hell. Okay, right. For real, a face like a goddess, body smell like a beast. Okay, that will be you. All right, so ladies, let's keep it together. Don't get mad. Let's just correct the problem, you know. I love y'all to death. Be careful out here on these streets. Okay, what we got coming up? We got St. Patrick's Day, okay? They talking about we got Easter in this month. Why is Easter coming quick? It's like stuff happening as fast. Do y'all feel it? They done changed the time. Listen, the time changed, y'all. I don't know when it changed, but it had, your girl, it is either why. Had me fucked up for 2 days. Okay, not to mention I went to my sister's party, and they was calling me church girl, whatnot. Did I tell y'all about that? All right, but moving forward, church girl was getting all the drinks, like I said. They were so ready to go to church with me because they was buying me the drinks, But anyway, I still ain't got myself together. It's been 2 days, y'all. Okay, I'm exhausted. I am. I love y'all to death. Be careful out here in these streets. Okay, we got the scammers is out. Listen, baby, if you ain't safe in church, it is our lady wise talking Tuesday. If you ain't safe in church, you know you ain't safe. Okay, out here in these streets. All right, y'all just be careful. I'm saying just be careful around here. All right, things is different. People is moving right in different ways. Yeah. Be careful. That's all what I'm saying. Just remember, everybody is human. I love you. And any birthdays out here today, happy birthday. I already gave my celebrity birthdays. All right, but and my regular folks that I love so much, if it's your birthday, happy birthday. Any anniversaries, okay? Keep your woman, baby. Two is better than one. This going to be a sad world. I'm telling you, if everybody's single, we going to hell. I'm telling you, if everybody's single, we going to hell in a handbasket. I'm going to tell you that right now. If everybody's single, watch out for them kids, because y'all know them Nickelodeon stars is coming out, baby. They talking about it allegedly. Okay, right. The stars, them kids when they was, when they were small, they were stars. Nickelodeon and everybody at Disney and all them, right, allegedly. Oh, baby, we got one star coming out talking about how he was molested at a young age. Keep your eyes on the kids. The kids are our future. They are important. Your babies, listen, you, because there's pedophiles out here for real, okay? They will target you just because you got kids. Ladies, be careful. Don't be desperate. Okay, good things come to those who wait. Just don't run out here and grab anything that come your way or because the motherfucker say you cute or he like you. Okay, move forward. Something else will come around. It's Talking Tuesday. It is our Lady Y. I love y'all. Listen, keep going. Follow your dreams. Okay, all right. It's your destiny to be a star and be who you are. Okay, it is our Lady Y. I love y'all to death. Okay, and family is everything. Go look at your grandma them. Okay, go check and see if they're all right. Cause this weather is something else, baby. It's still cold. Okay, and it's in the middle of March, ain't it? And it's still cold. Okay, check on your family members. Like I said, Mother Nature is, you know, I don't know. We'll see. We supposed to be in spring, and we still got them freezing. It is our Lady Y. Check on your mama. You only got one mama. Try to make up if you can. If not, if she toxic, move on, because you don't need nothing toxic, really, in your life. Okay? You want your life to be peaceful. Okay? Not a life full of chaos. Mm-mm-mm. Some of y'all go from a peaceful life to chaos. Not me. Not today. Mm-mm. It is I, Lady Y. I love you. Okay? You can do anything you put your mind to. Practice makes perfect. You got this. I love it. I seen my one of my influencers that I watch. It's your boy Candy and I. He was in a video with the little one of the little bad boys. Okay, that I had seen on Zeus that left the show. Yeah, we know who you are. Okay, his little video, he was cameoing that. I thought it was real cute. Do you? Okay, Just Living, baby, I seen you. Yes, beautiful. And you coming out, just branching out like a beautiful butterfly that you are. Okay, it's going on out here in these streets. It is our Lady Y. Today is Talking Tuesday. Let's get it, okay, the best way I can. Listen, my condolences to anybody who may have lost a loved one. I know how that feel. It's painful. Ain't no blueprint for it. Just take your time. Okay, my young king. Just take your time, beautiful queen. All right? Take your time. They in heaven smiling, looking down, saying what they baby is doing. Okay? You got this. It is I, Lady Y. Today is Talking Tuesday. All over the world, baby. All over the world. No, I'm not going to talk about Trump and his shenanigans, boo. Not today. Mm-mm. Maybe tomorrow. But not today. It is our Lady Y. Peace and love. Mwah. I'll see y'all tomorrow. I'm out. Allegedly. All my stories are allegedly. Word on the screen, so to speak. A little pillow talk. Yes. Okay. Allegedly. I'm out. See you tomorrow. Hump Wednesday. Ain't nobody humping around. Well, not yet. I'm out, y'all. God is good when all the time. Remember, when in doubt, make sure you pray it out, okay? And if the problem too big, go ahead and put it in God's hands. He got your back, all right? Y'all better pick a side and make sure you pick the right one. All right, it's Talking Tuesday. It is our Lady Y. Peace and love, y'all. I love you. Listen, I was just talking to my cousin the other day because y'all my family, y'all. That's why I keep running my mouth. I can't even stop talking. I was talking to my cousin today, okay? We having two family reunions. I said I never go to Mississippi. But Mississippi, here I come. Right, I might be going in another year because the elders are holding a family reunion because, you know, that's where we originated from. That's where we came from, Mississippi. Okay, so they ready to go back home. For me, if I go, I'm not going to give you a definite yes. I'm a little afraid of Mississippi. I'm not even going to lie to you. With that Jim Crow law coming back and shit, I'm just a little afraid, you know, but I trust my people will take care of me, you know, allegedly. I'm scared, you know, people done came up missing down there, y'all. Okay, that's serious, but I do want to go back and see my great-grandmother's home and see where she buried at. So I have a reason to be down there. I got some things that I really, personal things that I really need to do. So I'm considering going to Mississippi. Like I said, Mississippi, here I come. But I ain't going to tell nobody when. I got to secure my safety. That's just how I feel. I have to secure my safety. And we'll talk more about that. I love y'all. I love y'all, Mississippi. You know, we're going to talk about it. All right. And then I got another family reunion this year in June. I don't know if I'm going to make that. I'm not even going to lie. Because we go there. It seemed like every time we have a family reunion, we have it in this particular place all the time. So I'm not sure if I want to go. I'll make up my mind about it in a minute. Yeah, a little Wisconsin. You know, Racine, Wisconsin. But look, it's really not for me. I want to go back to see my grandma where she buried at. And they have, you know, museum and everything for her because she was. Listen, this is Women's Appreciation Month, and I appreciate my grandmother, Louise Hunter, okay, because she was the first Black American woman that had a homeless shelter in Racine, Wisconsin. Yes, baby, the first. So I appreciate my grandmother this month for Women's Appreciation Month. And they got a little museum with her things up in it, and I want to go see that. You know, that's important. So I might do a same day thing. And that as well. You know what I mean? Right, right. It depends because every year I go back. But this year is kind of special. So, you know, I'm just releasing some of my, you know, problems and stress to you. It's not really stress, but you know what I mean? It's something that's on my mind. Something that, you know, is kind of bothering me a little bit. That might be the one thing I put in God's hands so he can let me know what I should do. Okay? Now, if you have any opinions, baby, feel free to let me know. Okay? Right, right. Because we always go down there. Right. And let's have a family reunion one time at least with them coming down here to Cali. Or we have one in Vegas. You know, something big, right? And fun. That's all what I'm saying. Not saying Wisconsin not big and fun because it is. It's actually beautiful in the summertime. But, you know, I don't know. Every time I go down there, I feel a certain way. You know, that's my home. That's where I was born at. That's probably why.